now they've got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, takes to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30, needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline, breaks a hard tackle, comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, 49ers! 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle, sweeps down the sideline.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again, goes to the 40, gets away again, to the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking, got it, post, and it's good.
Second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the flag to the left side. It's Russell, and it's 50! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman, his redemption! Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown! No greater redemption!
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Click, click, boom! What's going on, faithfuls? It's your boy Mike from the Nothing But Niners crew. Guys, I am turned up and lit! It is Friday night, technically Saturday morning here on the East Coast. All right, guys, it is March 9th. Rest in peace, Biggie Smalls, right? And I am here to bring you guys another fun-filled episode of Nothing But Niners March Madness at Midnight, East Coast Edition. Danny Albright kicks the show off with the first question of the day. He says, what are you doing for the NFL draft and the draft in Detroit? Danny, I don't know if you're new to the channel, and if you are, welcome. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you are locked in. We are live all day, every day, the entire duration of the draft for all 3 days. We will cover every single move by every team. We don't really care about them, but we'll talk about them real quick. Oh, the pick is up. Pick is in. And we're going to talk about, all right, guys, there's starting to be a run on wide receivers. All right, guys, there's starting to be a run on offensive linemen. All right, guys, what should the Niners do? We break it down that way from a Niners perspective from start to finish. So, Danny, make sure you are here in the place to be. I don't like the colors in my background right now. It's looking a little greenish. Let me see what I can do about that. I know I'm not supposed to do this kind of stuff mid-show, but something's just not quite right. I'm seeing a lot of blues. Let me see here. Hold on. Let me try to. All right. I think that's better. Boom. I think we're a little bit more solid here. We look a little blue on the screen. It's a weird color. I don't. Hold on. Let me see something, man. This ain't working for me. Let me see if I can change that lighting. Oh, Jesus. We don't want that. I don't know what just happened. That ain't good. What is happening here? All right. Man. Let me see. Let's try it now. Let's see. Hold on. Nope. Still doing it. Still doing the fade with the green. All right. We're just going to leave it the way it is. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I don't like it. I don't look the way I think I'm supposed to look. But it is what it is. I'm going to leave it, I guess. Let me try one more thing. Too much. How's that? See, it looks good when I'm on this screen. All right, I'm just going to let it go. But yeah, so Danny, man, make sure you are locked in, man. Tony and I are going to put together a big board for the 49ers. I'm going to try to get Tony to help me put this together. We did it last year. We did it the year before. Normally, Tony and I actually physically get together. I go and get the wings. Me and Tony go somewhere, and we lock ourselves in a corner, much like the 49ers team does, the scouts and the GM and all that stuff, the player personnel. We lock ourselves in a room. We try to come together with a big board. And then we have the event. So I'm going to reach out to Tony and see if he plans on doing that again this year. Room's on me, Tony. He knows the deal. He knows the drill. And we'll see how it works out. But either way, we will be live and covering it all, okay? Mark says here, in the event of an Ayuk trade, how much of a drop-off do you expect the offense to take? None. Now, the answer is none. But I understand how people are going to feel like, oh, wait, you're just saying that. We can replace Ayuk like it's nothing. No, it's not what I'm saying. In fact, I think Ayuk is a very integral part to the 49ers offense. But let's be honest. We saw the Super Bowl. He was an afterthought, right? And the truth is, as far as production goes, I think Kyle Shanahan has the mental wherewithal and fortitude to scheme up even a rookie to get the kind of production that Brandon Ayuk did. Now, Mike, what exactly are you saying? Brandon Ayuk is well over 1,000 yards, dude. Like, you can't mean what you're saying. Guys, I do. I think the NFL's job, when they try to play the 49ers, is take away the run game and anything 5 yards or closer or less to the line of scrimmage. That's where Christian McCaffrey gets busy. That's where Deebo Samuel gets busy. And a lot of times, that's even where George Kittle gets busy. The only people you have to worry about beyond those 5 yards, this is going to sound crazy, hear me out though, it's Juwan Jennings and Brandon Ayuk. Are those guys worth not moving Brandon Ayuk for? Are those guys worth the, oh man, the offense is going to fall apart? Listen, I've seen this offense without Brandon Ayuk. We've done okay. It was only one game, but we did okay. I've seen this offense without Deebo Samuel. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. Okay? For whatever reason, Kyle Shanahan and his quarterbacks feel way more confident when Deebo was in the lineup. So he is actually more important to the success of this offense, even though Brandon Ayuk is the better, more productive wide receiver. I can't call it. I don't make the rules. I'm just telling you that it is what it is. By the way, shout out to Miss Debbie for the hookup, okay? He says here, could you entertain the thought of Mac Jones as a backup quarterback in 2024? No. And I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. I'm going to answer this question. I'm going to move on. I'm not going to elaborate at all. But if Mac Jones were to come to the 49ers, I think he gets a starting role. Damn, three in a row for Mark. In the event you stream the entire first round, which is what I do, how frustrated as a content creator would you be if the 49ers trade down from 31 to the second? I wouldn't be frustrated at all. In fact, we did this for the last couple of years when the Niners did not have a first round pick. We were still live the whole time. Mark, you've been around for a while and I feel like you know the answers to these questions. We still go live because the Niners still have the option of trading up into the bottom of the first round, right? So we've still gone live. I've even worked with the 49ers years that the Niners didn't have a first round pick and they're like, hey, we want you and your family to be ready in the event that we trade up. All right. The last year that the Niners did have a first round pick, my family was on. It was a COVID year. We were out there waving flags. Actually, we were on for 2 years in a row. If you go back and you look when the Niners make their pick, you'll see Mike's family, wife, kids, waving flags, making noise and screaming right behind Roger Goodell during the COVID year and the year after. And just like those 2 years, we were on standby in case the NFL needed us to represent for our team, even though we didn't have a first-round pick. So nothing changes, baby. We are still just as locked in, motivated, and ready to go. My family will be in the Niners jerseys. I will be in the Niners gear. We're going to have the flags. We're going to have the bells and whistles and all that stuff still waving here, man. So you guys lock in. I hope the Niners trade out of the first pick. Not a lot of people are going to be willing to admit that. Not a lot of people are going to say that, but I hope the Niners get out of 31. Let's try to get 36 or something like that. All right? Let's just shake it up a little bit, man. Let's shake it up a little bit. And I know we got 11 picks. Why would you need to do all that? Don't worry about that, all right? Let them do what they do. I would much rather the 49ers have 4 picks in the top 100. Just me. All right. How different does the 49ers roster look right now if they won the Super Bowl in 2019? Does Trey Lance trade happen? Is Jimmy extended after going to the... No. Okay. All right. I like this question a lot because you get to it in the second half of your line of questions. Trey Lance might still be here. The 49ers were over Jimmy Garoppolo well before the Super Bowl in 2019. Well before. And you don't have to take my word for it. 8 passing attempts or some shit like that lets you know everything you need to know. All right? So they were over the Jimmy Garoppolo experiment. Now, is it still Trey Lance? I don't know. Maybe they find someone. I don't know if it's still Trey Lance, but it's definitely not Jimmy. All right. So you have to be locked in. You have to be in tune the entire time. Jimmy Garoppolo definitely is not getting extended. All right. How confident would you be? How confident would you have been in the 49ers winning the Super Bowl in 21 if they beat LA and the NFC title game? Was that the Bengals year? That was the Bengals year, right? Man, I think we beat the Bengals, but that's hearsay, right? Everyone says, oh, if we had to just beat the Giants, we'd have got to the Super Bowl and we would have won. Like, listen, man, guys, I just don't know. I don't know. You got to still line up and play the games, because I'll be completely honest with you, right? And here's why I'm saying I don't know. This is humble pie. This is me admitting I was wrong. I knew with every fiber of my being, wow, this says March Madness Day 9, 2027. I just realized the title of this. Can I edit that still? Like, while we're live on air? That should definitely say 2024. I cannot edit that title. That's nasty. Hold on. I felt with every fiber of my being that the 49ers were going to win this past Super Bowl. Like, I knew who the opponent was. I knew we were there. And I felt like the 49ers were going to win. There was nothing in my mind that said the Niners could not win this game. Okay? But we didn't. We did not win the game. And, you know, that's just what we were left to deal with. So, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like we would have won, but who fucking knows, man? Who knows? Honestly, who knows? You got to play the game still, and anything could happen. Kyle could still choke. The offense could still just put up 20 points, right? Like, the offense could not show up the whole first half. We saw it all throughout the playoffs this year. This is supposed to be the better offense. This is supposed to be the better version of the 49ers offense. And to be honest with you guys, we probably played a total of 7 good quarters of football throughout the whole playoff run this year. Take it for what it's worth. Take it for what it's worth. Mark is going crazy tonight. Barring injury, does anything less than 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns for Purdy damage his case for being the guy? Barring injury. 4,000 yards is not an amazing feat. And I know that I shouldn't say this as a guy who believes in Brock Purdy. But this is the time of, you know, 17 games, not 16. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but if you just take 17 and you multiply it by 300, you're over 4,000 yards. It's 300 yards a game. It's 300 passing yards a game. I don't think you're asking for a lot there. I really, really don't. All right. 17 times 2 is 34. So that's only 200 yards a game. You add another 50 to that. Now you're getting 17. What's half of 17? Let's just say 16. That's another 800. Now you're at, I mean, it's easy. It's easy. I'm sorry. I'm not saying it's easy, but any starting quarterback should do that. 4,000 is not a lot. The 30 touchdowns, though, that's something. I don't care if it's 15, 16, 17, or even 18 games, 30 touchdowns. Now, the interception ratio is what you want to pay attention to. You want to make sure you're scoring a lot more than you are turning the ball over. But Purdy seems to be locked in as the guy right now. All right. Didn't click it. What is happening? Why isn't this clicking for me? Realistic expectations for this season. I think the Niners still come out and get 12 wins. To me, going forward, if Purdy is the guy, barring a 2020-like injury disaster, anything less than double-digit wins and a playoff win is considered a failure. I agree. We should win double-digit games, and we should absolutely win the divisional round game. All right? Elias01 says, can I get Mama Dukes a shout-out for her birthday? This is one of my favorite parts of doing the March Madness, is saying happy birthday to Ali's mom. Mom Dukes, listen to me. Where's my camera? Zoom in on my face, Mom Dukes. Ali's mom. I don't know your name. When I text Ali and I ask how you're doing, I literally say, how is mom doing? So mom, I sincerely and truly hope you enjoy your birthday. We love you. Another trip around the sun with your son, and we hope that your journey has just begun. Happy birthday, and we love you. right. All right. That's from Mom Dukes right there. All right. Let me see what we got here. Anything else before we go? I want to give another question or two. Here we go. Do you think Kinlaw won't be back next season? Fluffy, what's going on with you, big dog? Love and appreciate you, man. Thank you for the support coming from the Twitch side, right? I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't mind. Let me zoom back out. I wouldn't mind Kinlaw coming back, if I'm being completely honest with you. I know a lot of people were down on Kinlaw. Kinlaw was playing his ass off in this postseason. Kinlaw was playing his ass off down the stretch of the regular season. The healthier he got, the better he looked. He still had his moments. Everybody has their moments. I've seen Aaron Donald look like not the guy, right? But do you say, let's get rid of him? No, and I'm not comparing Kinlaw to Aaron Donald. What I'm saying is even the best defensive tackles in the NFL cannot have good games. As much as we praise Chris Jones, and I said Chris Jones was the best defensive tackle in the NFL this year, go and look at his numbers. They weren't that damn impressive. I would be surprised if Chris Jones had more than 45 tackles total this entire season. I would be surprised if Chris Jones had more than 7 sacks total this entire season. It's what they do and how they do it. You have to affect the game. And these guys do that. Now, Kinlaw was not on the level of Aaron Donald or a Chris Jones by any stretch of the imagination, but he was more than serviceable in filling in for the 49ers. When they called his number, he was ready to go, and he was healthy, and he did his thing. I would not be mad at him having another full season here with the 49ers to get ready for the upcoming season. All right? Guys, listen, that's going to do it for this episode here. We are at 17 minutes. All right, we normally go 15. That's how it is for the show. All right, I appreciate you guys. If you type some questions in there and I didn't get to them, don't be upset. Don't be offended by it. Make sure you guys get ready for the next episode. We are going to be back tomorrow. The room is already created. Get in there. Put some questions in there. Preload your questions, guys. If I didn't get to your questions tonight, don't be mad. Exit out of this one. Go for the day 10 episode. Type a question or two in there. Don't cheat. Don't fill it up before we even get started. Type one or two questions in there, and we'll get to them, all right? It's your boy Mike signing off. I appreciate and love you guys. Thank you very much. To the West Coasters, it's almost the 9th for you guys. Thank you for rocking with me on your late night on a Friday. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you guys decided to be here with me. Shout out to you guys. Prepare for glory, anticipate pain, but always remain faithful. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey. See, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, we're nothing but Niners.